case?
Case number 12926, Keystone Novelties Distributors, seeks a special use exception for a temporary tent sale. Sections 115-80 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located northwest of Sierra Avenue and west of Tanger Boulevard within the Tanger Outlet Complex. The 911 address is 36470 Seaside Outlet Drive in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 325.06. Staff has zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, zero mail return on that. And it looks like the applicant is seeking a up to a three-year approval. And this site has had approval for Keystone in June of 21 for a three-year period. So they're coming back.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes. My name is Rick Seary, and my address is 127 Treetops Drive, Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So, as was stated, we are looking to come back to the Tanger Outlet. We have operated there since 2021. We have been moved from the original parcel. I believe there's two parcels there. We've got moved a little further south, but the setup is essentially the same. It's going to be a 2040 tent with a storage container. We'll have some cones for traffic and some caution tape to avoid, you know, to help direct people around it. It's out on the front parking row. Single parking row out by the road, and it's looking at that the map that was submitted showing it. I'm not sure which stores it's in front of. Yeah, I'm sorry. There, that's the setup. It's pretty simple, and it's pretty much what we've done before. So I don't have much to add to that. If anyone has any questions.
Questions?
Did you have any complaints in the 3 years since you applied?
I have not heard any. And we check in regularly with both the local mall management and the corporate management.
And obviously the Tanger, that's, is that another, they renew you for another 3 years, was it? Or just, is it year by year? Is it year by year with them?
Well, at the time, yeah. At the time that we applied for this, we had just a letter of permission that allow us to apply. I believe we got a two-year license with them for that location.
Thank you.
How about security at night?
Well, the mall has security. That's what the container's for, is to lock up, secure the product. We don't typically have both overnight security and it's secured in a bin, although that's, you know, it's an option, but we typically don't require that somebody stay overnight if it's there. But the mall has a security that roams the grounds over the evening.
How many parking spaces will you take up?
Well, a 40-foot-long tent will take up approximately 5 parking spaces, and the storage container as it sits will take up 2, with 1 in between, so that would be 3. I'd say 8. On one end of the tent, you'll have a gap, what I call parking exclusion, because you don't park cars right next to it, so that would be 9.
So 9 and 10?
Yes.
What's your hours of operation?
The hours of operation are generally 9 to 9 through the sale. They, on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, they stay open as late as the mall does. I don't know their hours exactly at the moment, but I would assume 10 o'clock. You know, so the hours of the mall would be the extent of them.
Mr. Sharp?
This tent, is it going to be tied down and secured so that inclement weather doesn't blow it over onto the road or anything?
Yeah, we have them weighted with concrete blocks, significant amount of weight per, you know, upright, and it's close enough to be staked on one side to the ground.
And this is commercial property, correct?
Yes, sir.
And I noticed in your lease, it said that the landlord has a right to relocate the tent for 2025.
Yeah, they always, you know, all of our corporate clients require that they have that choice to relocate the tent. I did make them aware that they, I mean, I assume, would assume that relocating the tent to the other parcel would be a problem, more of a problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would. And I made them aware of that. You
and
know,
this if, board may have an issue if it's relocated elsewhere on the site, too, without prior approval, and, just so that you know. That's up to yeah. the board. But absolutely, if the my recollection was that the other tent was on the side where Applebee's is
yes.
on that area, which is, I believe, a separate and distinct parcel.
Correct.
So yes. if the landlord were to attempt to try to move you over there, you this approval would not apply to that. So I just want to make sure you're aware
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, I was aware of that. I made them aware of that as well. I mean, you know, they may not care, but, you know, we understand
it'll
that.
Be what it'll be.
Yeah, we understand that.
Now, your application said that you wish to have this for sale beginning June 21st through July 4th, and that you would be able to install it within 3 days and remove within 3 days. So that, and I note here that it said by the 10th of July, it would be entirely off the property. Is that accurate, or what timeline are we looking at here?
Yeah, the 10th is our standard, the date that we give a standard where everything will be removed. Typically, it's within 3 days. The tent companies don't leave these things sitting around. They have them rented. I'm thinking of it with the 4th being a Thursday, so the 5th, 6th, 7th. I would say by the 8th, it'll be gone. You know, the tent would be removed. Every, you know, the storage unit, that would be gone by the 10th. They are a little less, I don't know what I want to say. They have their areas that they go through, you know, usually weekly. So, you know, it would either get picked up on Friday or sometime by the next Friday. So that those are the only two pieces of equipment that should be left after we leave.
So is the request that this be allowed for the sale from June 21st to July 4th?
Correct.
With the 3 days to set up before and through the 10th for removal after?
Yes, I would prefer that.
Any lights or noise coming from this that you're aware of?
There will be lights inside the tent. There's no lights shining out, you know, no nothing to, you know, up into the sky or anything like that. There should not be any noise other than people shopping.
No,
speakers, no music, no loudspeakers, no.
And no smells or vibrations from this, I presume?
No.
Not testing any of the equipment there.
Yeah, we're not allowed to test it. That's pretty clear.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12926 for Keystone Novelties Distributors and entertain a motion.
Mr. Sharp, do we have to... in our motion, if the location is moved, does that need it in our motion, or is that just a given?
I think it might be wise to say that if the proposed location of the tent is moved from where it's shown on the plan, that they have to come back to you all for that? Or if you want to say within so many feet, if there's a deviation, but if the applicant is going to move it to the complete other side of that parking lot, that may, you know, there may be tenants there, there may be folks that have a more of an input on that. The large parcel.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve case number 12926 for Keystone Novelty Distributors for the requested special use exception pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing because the proposed use will not substantially affect or adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties, but would like to add that if the location is moved on this parcel, the applicant would have to come back to this board and resubmit their application. As part of this motion, I move this approval valid for a period of 3 years.
And Mr. Hastings, is there, do you wish to do the dates as well?
Yes. What were those again?
The applicant said that the sales would be from June the 21st to July the 4th, with 3 days set up before that and take down through July the 10th.
Okay. And the dates of operation for sale would be June 21st. Through July 4th with 3 days set up prior to the 21st and through the 10th to disassemble and remove the tent.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I too. So they vote 5-0, sir, your case is approved.